literally looked at me after I gave the gospel and he said, "What must I do to be saved?" That still puts chills on my arms when I think about that response to the message of Christ's redeeming work.
For one man, spending time in prison and then receiving a terminal cancer diagnosis drastically changed his perspective of God and of faith. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and D.A. Horton shares the powerful details.
I was on the street talking to a man named Gino. He just got out of the penitentiary doing 5 years for armed robbery. And he had been out of the pen for 2.5 months. And I began to walk him through the gospel. And he broke down and started crying on the street corner in Kansas City off of St. John and Wheeling. And he said, "Every day that I've been out the joint, I've been asking God to let me know if I'm okay with you or if I'm not, and how I can become okay with you," because he was just diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. It was so aggressive, he had 2 months to live.
And with limited time, Gino began a frantic quest to answer his questions about faith and about God.
He said for his remaining 2 months, all he wanted to know was an answer to my question, "Am I right with God?" And then he said the follow-up is, "If I'm not, how can I be right with God?" So I walked him through the reality of the plea bargain, which he obviously understood. He broke, he professed faith in Jesus Christ in that day. And, you know, I had not seen him. That was 5-6 years ago. He may be in glory for all I know. But his question rocked me to the core, because he literally looked at me after I gave the gospel and he said, "What must I do to be saved?" That still puts chills on my arms when I think about that response to the message of Christ's redeeming work. And so Gino is the perfect example of someone who embraced that.
Maybe you too have questions about a relationship with God. To get answers, go to makingyourlifecount.com and click on the Who is Jesus tab.